Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. It's a smelly and ugly affair at Cobourg Marina as small dead fish appear in the spring. The super sleuths with the town say everything's okay as the alewife fish die after their spawning season. Jennifer Leno with Environmental Services says while it may not be pretty, there is not much concern for public health.
They're like a member of the herring family, so they are typically out in the deep, cold waters of Lake Ontario. They do come to the shoreline, sandy areas to spawn every year. Once they get acclimatized to the warmer water, any wind action or weather events like a rainstorm or anything like that that brings cold water back up to shore affects them. They're already stressed from spawning, coming from the deeper parts of the lake to the shore to spawn. So the change in temperature affects them and they become more stressed, and a lot of them will die off or they become disorientated, so you see them kind of spinning or floating upside down. It's unfortunately a natural part of the life cycle. They're actually not native to Lake Ontario. They're actually from the Atlantic Ocean. They came up through the lakes when the canal systems were built in the late 1800s, so they've been here a long time. They do die off every year. Some years it's worse than others. I remember back in 2014, there was a large die-off, and in 2019 as well, and then this year. So it's not uncommon. It's just not happening to this extent every year.
Do you have any information to indicate why certain years are, I guess there's more deaths in certain years, or they're heavier in certain years than in non-years?
Yeah, I mean, this was a particularly hard winter, so they may have been stressed already. You know, the water temperatures were lower, so them adapting to the change in temperature probably stressed them throughout the winter months. So coming to shore, they were already stressed. Probably did not. They're also competing with other phytoplankton eaters, like zebra mussels and that kind of thing. So over the few years that I've been reading and researching this, is that they're not as, I guess, healthy and abundant as they once were. I guess there is a large population in the 60s and 70s, and when they were spring die-offs, they would have to come with bulldozers and, like, clean the beaches. I was reading one article about Lake Michigan from the 70s, and it was a larger population then, so a larger die-off. And then as the populations have decreased, we're seeing less and less large die-offs unless there's been a hard winter or a prolonged spring melt kind of thing.
So then in terms of, you said the species came in from the ocean
yep.
A while back. They seem to be kind of more invasive now. What's the predation like in terms of maintaining the population? Are you seeing that they're maybe possibly growing more, or is the population possibly stabilizing?
They've been here, well, for over, I guess, 100 years now. So it does go up and down. I mean, predator-prey, it's kind of a predator-prey situation where, you know, there's lake trout and salmon that do eat them. They're like the bait fish for them. So as that population fluctuates, then also the alewife fish population fluctuates. So you will see an up and down, just like any fish population. I don't believe they're going anywhere anytime soon. So next year we might not even realize there's a die-off because it'll be, you know, depending on the winter weather.
Now, other than being an unsightly scene in the corners of the marina and seeing some dead fish and some debris there, is there any risk to human health at this point?
No. I mean, nobody obviously is going to be walking in it, hopefully, or, you know, touching it and all of that. Like, Ministry of Natural Resources just advised to, you know, do not directly touch the fish. It's a decaying material, so any decaying material is going to have, you know, higher levels of bacteria. I do go out with the health unit, and we do sample the Victoria Beach every Monday, which we're just starting to do this week, and there has been no adverse effects that we've seen in the water quality. So swimming is okay. You just don't really want to be touching the fish, the dead fish. The town does go along Victoria Beach every morning, and we rake as close as we can, safely can, to the waterline to remove what we can that's washed up overnight. We're not really seeing a lot pile up on the shoreline itself because the wave action is taking them back out, and also there's a lot of seagulls that are getting a lot of food from this, so I guess it is considered kind of a natural cycle. The marina and the harbor, they're kind of accumulating because there's no way for them easily to get flushed back out. There's no wave action, so they do accumulate in there when they do come in through the mouth. So
does that generally, and we're talking the marina now, does that generally kind of get cleaned up by birds, or does the staff kind of have to take care of
tidying up? Both, actually. The staff has been going out and skimming to try to maintain the cleanliness there, and there are also seagulls that are cleaning it up as well. And the marina does have a sea bin in the corner of, I guess it's the northwest corner, near the fuel docking there, and it actually works where it will lower below the water and suck the debris into a net, and the staff remove that daily. So it is collecting a lot of the surface debris, not just alefish, but also any, you know, garbage that's in there, that it's collected as well and removed.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.